Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pleasure to have Jeremy Piven join us. All our guests are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Yes, I can't fault you if you right away think of Jeremy Piven for Ari Gold. Two-time Gold Glove and three-time Emmy Award performance for Jeremy. But he's a lot more than that. Dozens and dozens of films. Comedy a part of it. A podcast a part of it. And right now, he's on a tour. He is on a stand-up tour across the country, and he's coming to town. We just were talking about during the break, the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, gorgeous theater, and Jeremy's going to be there June 7th, and Jeremy is with us. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was looking at some stories, getting ready to have a chat with you, and I was intrigued by one of the stories where you talked about the role that you think is your finest, that the public hasn't had a chance to see. I want you to tell people about that and the stunning amount of work that you put in for this particular film, and is there likelihood that more people will have access to this film? And thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was a great intro. It was almost like my mother wrote it, so I thank you for that. The performance is so far the work of my life by far. My mom gave me the short story out of the New Yorker, and I had my sister adapt it and direct it. And it takes place in 1937, just before the Holocaust. And from your mouth to God's ears, man, we're trying to figure out when to get it out this year. And you know, I've been working my whole life, but I've never really produced before, so this is my first time walking through all that.
And you put in an extraordinary amount of time learning to tap at a high level. What was that experience like?
Humiliating, exhilarating, all the things you can imagine. You know, there's a reason why people don't tap dance. It's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I guess I had a head start in the way that I've been a drummer my whole life. So the rhythm is there.
Yeah, the performance, you play a Jewish tap dancer named Harold May. What is that battle like? Because I think maybe a lot of us from afar, like myself, who consume a lot of pop culture, whether it's TV shows and movies, and see that there's hundreds of streaming outlets, but it sounds from afar like, oh, sure, it could get out there, but you're now living it. What is that like when you're trying to get clearance for something that you believe in this much?
Well, it's interesting, like, you know, at every turn there's an obstacle, and so you know that's part of life. You know, and so we created this miracle. We shot an independent period piece set in 1937, and it's the best work of my life. And then you think we did it, and then you go, oh no, we got to sell it now. Now, yeah. The work begins.
Right.
After you've done all the work, created a miracle, the work begins. So that was shocking. But you know, it's one of those things in life where you got to walk through it, and you know, you can be you have to learn through walking through it as opposed to theorize or hearing about it.
Okay, tell me about your background with drums. You alluded to that. When did that start, and what kind of drummer are you?
I can play and sit in with anyone. I'm not a jazz drummer, but I started playing at a very young age. My sister, who directed the performance, borrowed my drum kit very early on. The greatest gift I've ever been given in my life was that drum kit. I grew up, you know, underneath the poverty level, and I never talk about this, in just outside of Chicago. You know, everyone assumes, you know, you're a white guy with, yep, played a character, mm-hmm, who was powerful, so you're rich.
Yeah.
And so we were a theater family with no money, and my father finally got a little bit of money and bought his son a drum kit. And my sister immediately lost it. So it was one of those things where, you know, it's all part of life, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I think of I had an older sister, and my parents divorced very young, and we lived on this creek. And my mom's then boyfriend, great name, by the way, Don Manley was the guy's name. And he bought me this raft with an engine on it. And we had this area not too far from my house where it was a tunnel. And I remember begging my sister, don't take the raft and the engine through the tunnel. And she ruined it right then and there. And I have not forgiven her since. So I think of you and your sister taking the drums, and it brings back the memories. Did you take to the drums right away? Did it take a while? And how did your parents react to all the noise all the time?
I was lucky enough, and I didn't have the kit for very long, but I played it every moment that I could. And we soundproofed the basement, so, you know, to protect everyone. And it was just the whole thing was thrilling. You know, it's just the way life is. Had I continued on, you know, who knows where I would have ended up. I do have a gift for the drums. Mm. In other words, you know, I can sit in the pocket with any beat, and I play with pros and all that kind of stuff. Now, a gift is nothing unless you do something with it. So yeah. I don't play every day. So I'm not a great drummer. I'm a pretty, you know, like a real, a great drummer would hear me and go, nah, he's all right. He's fine.
Right.
You know, a civilian would hear me and go, wow, he's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only way to get great is if you stay at something like acting or stand-up, which is why I'm coming to town. And with stand-up, I realized very early on, if I don't do a couple hundred shows a year, I'm not going to get good at it.
Well, so that's where I want to go. I remind folks, this is Jeremy Piven. You know him from not just Entourage, but so many different things we're hearing about, all his different skills. He's coming to the beautiful Fitzgerald Theater, not that far away, June 7th. I've said before to you, you know, I love consuming interviews with individuals and comedians included, and they all talk about how hard stand-up is, and you alluded to that. So when you have so many things going on in your life and you know how tough this is, and because of your second city training, you want to be at a peak level, why do this now?
You know, it's interesting. I somehow got very lucky and was afforded the time to really do it right. And, you know, the reason why you can't really name any prolific actors outside of Robin Williams who have transitioned, it really does take 5 to 8 shows a week. And, you know, I could at some point do a documentary or something about what it takes to do stand-up as an adult transitioning. And it does, no matter how good of an improviser you are, a performer, funny, off the cuff, sharp, writing on your feet, whatever, to actually do it and navigate it, it takes years to crack, even though I've been on stage since I was 8. So when I come, you know, I just had a stand-up, listen, watch my set, and, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm a real stand-up, and I'm proud of it. And so when you come to the beautiful theater to see me on the 7th, and it's the night after I do my hometown Chicago.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're just going to laugh, and and it's my job it's just pure escapism. And, you know, whether we had a great rule in my house, you can say whatever you want as long as you're funny. And you
it's
know,
a great
so
one.
Whether you agree with my take or not, if we're laughing, we're laughing, and that's all that matters.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, since you brought up your family a number of times, when you think of yourself young, back with your family, and all of us just have thousands of memories, is there one that still stands out when you're a young person, when you think about those get-togethers and being funny and just the back and forth?
Well, that's a great question. You know, because I grew up in the theater and I grew up working with my parents and they were kind enough to throw me up on stage with me at 8 years old, you know, it just was a lifetime of creativity. And I assumed that every kid had that. You know, we didn't have any money, but I would have traded for anything because money doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I never even thought twice about that because I got to get up on stage and have fun and be funny and creative and work with my family. And that's being rich. That's wealthy. You know, we were living in an old folks home, you know, because to save money. And someone looking from the outside in would go, man, that family is struggling. And I never would ever think of it that way. So, you know, it's ironic that I went on to play like an incredibly wealthy douchebag that people confuse me for.
Yes,
so, you
right.
know, it's an incredible life.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're short on time. I'd ask you more about your life growing up. But I also want to ask you about Second City because that's a part of your life also. That's Chicago. So many legendary performers come out of there. What makes Second City so unique? Why are there so many high-end comedians and performers who've emerged out of that area?
Well, I that's another great question. I think it's a couple things. Number one, ironically, my family, my parents, started a company, and this is all in the book about Second City. They started Compass Players with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, and that turned into Second City. So they were a part of all that history, and I was lucky enough to be around all that from a very early age. And I think it's, you know, the tools that they give you, the games that you play, the theater games, simply getting up on stage and knowing the rules. You never deny someone. It's always yes and. You're not going for the joke. You're exploring, heightening whatever is being exchanged in the moment. And then also the biggest variable, I think, is the Chicago Midwestern audiences that show up and support it. Every night, you know, people are going to see Second City and various black boxes at big theaters in Chicago. So we get to perform in front of an audience every night, and that's a gift.
Yeah, that's...
And as Malcolm Gladwell said, 10,000 hours, you get to get all those reps in. So, you know, I came out of there and Chris Farley and Steve Carell and Bill Murray and John Belushi. And you know, it's just it's a wonderful, fertile place to be creative, and they also embrace you, and you're allowed to be as, you know, yourself and as weird as you are, and it's, you know, you're a freak in a freak kingdom, and it's embraced.
That's great. Last thing, and I'll let you go because I know your time is short. This Jeremy Piven, you can hear how good he is and the diverse life he's led, and this will all be part of a really fun night at the Fitzgerald Theater, again, coming up June 7th. You also have been a part of a podcast, your own podcast, with some big names and some fun. Have you enjoyed that? Do you want to stay with that?
Well, it's been incredible. As you know, just like this conversation, it's not work. We're just having a conversation, and I just interview people that I'm curious about, and they feel comfortable with me, and you know, because of that, we just have some great conversations, and you know, to have a job where you just get to learn of people is a real gift. So I would love to continue doing it.
Jeremy, I really enjoyed it. Admire your work. Didn't know nearly as much about your background as I found out the last 12 minutes. Really enjoyed it. Wish you the best. And hope everything goes well when you come to town. Again, Fitzgerald Theater, June 7th. Thank you so much for coming on and your honesty with your answers.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you guys on the 7th.
Jeremy Piven, right here on WCCO.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.